Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrabbilalamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Continuing with this kitab, Asma'ul Husna, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We began last week the discussion on the beautiful name of Allah, Al-Hafizu. Al-Hafizu, we say Ya Hafiz, the protector. And we use different words or different phrases, different sayghas, different nouns of this word, of this name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We find commonly Gujarati, Urdu, people are living in the house, say Khuda Hafiz. Say Khuda Hafiz. The Sunnah dua is fi hifzillah, fi amanillah. When you're building somebody, say fi hifzillah, I place you in the protection of Allah. So we should learn it in this way, the Sunnah way. So very commonly we hear say Khuda Hafiz. So whether we say fi hifzillah, in the hifz, in the protection of Allah, fi amanillah. May Allah Ta'ala protect you, keep you safe in the peace and safety of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the protector, we say the protector. Protection, this is in the control of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the power of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala, a person comes into the protection of Allah, la malja wa la malja min Allah illa ilay. Allah, there is no place of protection, refuge, except by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Only Allah can protect. And we hear this Iman Yaqeen talk over and over again. That if the whole entire ummah has to get together to harm you, or to give you, or to deprive you, entire ummah, entire humanity put together, cannot give you anything, cannot deprive you, cannot protect you, cannot destroy your protection. It's only Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And you see the open example of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam in the cave, Ghari Thawr. And how we mentioned Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the best of the creation of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And who then the best of the Ummah Siddiqi Akbar? The best people ever. Of the time, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, forever, from before and forever. Siddiqi Akbar, right in the cave. No gate, no alarm, no electric fencing, no guard, nothing whatsoever. Allah's system of protection, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala caused the refugee, that is a spider. A spider makes its web, makes its web at the mouth of the cave. Allah Ta'ala used the weakest of creations, the spider. The house of the spider also so weak, we know how we just now break it. So Allah Ta'ala used the weakest creation, the weakest home of the spider to protect the most beloved and the most closest to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah shows how He protects. So once we come to the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but to get the protection of Allah, there's a precondition. احفظِ الله يحفظكَ. Protect the commands of Allah, awamirahu wa nawahiyahu. Protect the commands of Allah, the limits of Allah, prohibitions of Allah, protect them. The private life, public life, family life. Protect all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will come to the protection of Allah. When you give to Allah, Allah will give it back to you. We give to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala guarantee protection of your commands, Ya Allah, no matter where I am. Whatever the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's my eyes, protecting my eyes, my thoughts, protecting my tongue, my language, what I'm listening to, what I'm importing, what I'm exporting, when I'm speaking, what I'm taking into my heart, everything is protected. Everything is checked. It goes through the security. What I'm saying also, as they say that we have teeth Allah has given us, this is now one protection for what we speak. In the lips also, we don't have to say it, then close the gate, and close the mouth, close the door, so don't say anything. Protect your tongue, protect your mouth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect your heart, Allah protect your iman, your yaqeen. For the protection of Allah will come and He will protect the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who protects His slaves from destruction. Hazrat always says, our Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib, wa barakatuhu, that especially in our period of time, where things are so volatile, it's easier to be under the ground than above the ground. It's just Allah's protection only that we are passing every day. How you see things flying around sometimes, cars are flying, this is flying. Something, some robot is flying from somewhere or the other. In Johannesburg we heard even the street is flying also, where there is some gas leak, whatever it may be. So we don't know what's going to happen next. Just one overloading, and something sparks and the fire starts. What and what we're hearing? We didn't hear before things like this. And the ships are getting more sophisticated. and there was so much of protection, then too they're still sinking. So we don't know what's going to happen next. The cars also, so technology so advanced. So advanced, then too, so many accidents, so many deaths. But they say it's easier to be under the ground than above the ground. So if you pass the entire day, from the morning, Hazrat says he woke up in the morning, alhamdulillah, there was no pinched nerve, no back pain, no stiff neck, no headache, everything's working fine. You woke up, alhamdulillah, everything's activated, you got your Fajr Salah wa Jama'at, alhamdulillah. I came home, had a nice meal, went to madrasa, went to work, whatever it was, passed the entire day. Hazrat says also, another footnote, that you woke up, alhamdulillah, all four tires on the car also. Tires were there, alhamdulillah. Car started, you went for salah. Everything was intact. Alhamdulillah, everything was working. Spent the entire day, you had your breakfast, you had your lunch or two, you had your supper, person went out, relieved himself. They took great ni'mat of Allah. That Allah protected you internally, that you could relieve yourself. That incident we hear always is that king, they could not relieve himself. How much he suffered. Person can't go to the toilet, he can't do number one, he can't relieve himself, can't pass urine. The discomfort, then the pain after that, person holds his urine for a little while, you know the discomfort the person goes through. The king for days, tried all the ilaj, so many hakims came, nothing was happening. Finally they told him that certain alim, he can give you a ta'weez, and then your urine will be released. But the king before that, he made an announcement that any person that will relieve me of this, I will give him half my kingdom. So all the hakims came, all the doctors came, all failed. So they called the Mawli Sahib. Mawli Sahib said some du'as, some Quran, hadith, blew on the king, gave him ta'weez. And within no time, he ran to the toilet. Relieved himself, came out smiling. And now he had to keep to his deal. Called the alim, it was an alim, ya Rabbani, pious alim, Allah wala he was. He says, I have to keep to my word, half the kingdom to you. He said, Jazakallah khair, Allah bless you even more. He says, why not, why wouldn't you take it? He said, now I've realized the value of half your kingdom is urine. The value of half your kingdom is passing urine. That's the value of it. Now we can understand. You can have the best high-tech toilet, Hazrat says, but you can't go out. What's the use of the toilet now? Allah Ta'ala protects, Allah Ta'ala releases, Allah Ta'ala gives, Allah Ta'ala takes. How Allah Ta'ala wants to do it. So is that our intelligence and how clever I am? How? So Hazrat says, you spend the entire day, you had your breakfast, you had your lunch, you had your supper, you relieved yourself also. Great ni'mat of Allah. Then you go back to sleep for the night. Hazrat says, understand and believe from the bottom of your heart, you are walking, living miracle of Allah. Walking, living miracle of Allah. Then nothing happened to you today. Wall didn't fall on you. Something didn't collapse. Nobody banged into you, bashed into you. There's no mishaps. You didn't hurt anybody. Nobody hurt you. How Allah Ta'ala protected? How Allah Ta'ala protected for the entire day? The speed of things that are happening around us. But Allah Ta'ala, everything went smoothly. Alhamdulillah. He says, understand how much Allah Ta'ala protected you. Allah Ta'ala has malaika appointed to protect you. Allah has mu'aqibat. Malaika that change their shifts. And they protect you by the command of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It's only Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that can protect you. So only Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala can protect them from any expected or unexpected calamity. Undeniably, protection is restricted to that which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala protects. If Allah Ta'ala's protection is removed from there, then no one can protect it. If Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala decides to protect something, then it will remain so. If Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala decides to destroy something, then none can repel His decision. But this, as we are saying now, Allah Ta'ala has an entire system of protection. In our country, we know what it is to have security, what it is to have protection. The amount we have around us in our homes, the burglar guards, and the gates, and the locks, the entire industry. So for our physical protection, we have so much around us. So many means and asbab we're having. Alarm systems and everything else that we can activate, deactivate, cameras and everything else. This for our physical security. Beyond that, what about our spiritual security? How much protection we have? And here, ulama say also, we just step out of the masjid, leave out of the masjid, in the masjid. The fitnas are lurking everywhere. Ulama say, you step out of the masjid, You say the Hafiz boy is in the Hifz class, whether he is performing, not performing, whether he is moving, not moving, whether he is sitting here, then going outside. Ulama said that everybody is waiting outside for the Hafiz boy. He is waiting for our children. Take him away. If he has to leave the masjid, he has to leave the madrasa, he has to leave the pious environment, he's not going to another pious environment. There's only vice out there. There's only sin out there. Illa mashallah. Jamaat will take him for gush. Or some pious friend he will have. Otherwise there's nothing else. We know the reality. There's nothing else. It's only fitna and fitna. And they're waiting, they're lurking. So whether the boy is performing or not performing, he's better sitting in the class reading some Quran Sharif. You're sending him elsewhere. So the protection of our iman, our aqaid, our beliefs, our a'mal, Hazrat says we understand that a person now will put the electric fencing. And he's got a board outside that is contracted to this security alarm company, armed response. And they got their very dangerous sign also, Basop. Be careful. Be careful so they know. They got the AK alarm systems, Ayatul Kursi. He says, you know now. So even the thief also, he'll check that electric fencing is parking, it's working. Then he's got barbed wiring, and he's got the alarm system, armed response, and all these things. He'll think now, second time, third time, fourth time, is it worth it really? Is it really worth it? Whether I should really try here or don't try here. In the same way, nafs and shaitan is the same chore waiting. How to gap in, how to get in. When's the time? And hadith come also, fazal amal, the shaitan flows in the body of insan, like how blood flows. And then when he sees that the heart is unmindful of the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then his snout is full of poison, wasawis, whisperings, shaitani thoughts, then he inserts it in the heart. And then he pumps his poison. When the zikr starts, then immediately he withdraws and he runs away. When he hears the azan, then he runs for his life. Then he runs for his life. He can't take the kibriya, the majesty, and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zikr keeps him far away. That's why in the marketplace we are encouraged, make as much zikr as you can do. Sitting in the car, don't be unmindful. Engage yourself in dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Keep the tasbih on your hand. And make the dhikr of Allah, wherever you're going, marketplace, shopping place, in the business, in the office, every now and then the dhikr of Allah, 10 times, 5 times, durood sharif, istighfar, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Just to keep the heart occupied. Otherwise shaitan misses the opportunity now to put his snout and then to pump that poison. So Hazrat says, just like how we have our entire security system, then nafs and shaitan look at the person's heart also. Does he have electric fencing? When his zikr is done for the day. His heart is mindful of Allah. He's conscious of Allah, so already he's parking. So if I get in there, something might happen. Either I'll die in there, I'll get burnt, I'll get shocked because the zikr is on. He says the zikr is there. And then the heart is connected now to the security company. He said that heart is connected now to his sheikh. He's got this ta'aluk, the ta'aluk is open. The nafs and shaitan knows if I make him slip, then he's going to report. And then the ta'alimat of our kabir, they say, now you must give sadqah. I made him do wrong, he gave sadqah, and sadqah cools the anger of Allah, which I wanted not to happen. Inna sadaqata la tutfi ghadab al-rabb. The sadaqah cools the anger of Allah, extinguishes the anger of Allah. Now if you make him do it, then the sheikh will say, give 200 sadaqah. Now I thought I'll get away with it. Now he gave sadqah. Now he told him, 8 rakat salatul tawbah. Better I left him. Now he's making salatul tawbah. Now he's becoming the beloved of Allah. Now he'll make tawbah. Person who makes tawbah, ata'ibu habibullah. Person makes tawbah, he becomes the beloved of Allah. So now he's connected. He's connected now to the main powerhouse. So nafs and shaitan think twice now. Should we attack or don't attack? And he also, the Tani mentions a very ajib point. He says, even the great awliya sometime, person is treading towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he's trying, then he has a good stretch, alhamdulillah. He didn't step, he didn't fall, and now he fell, he's top of his game, alhamdulillah. Then all of a sudden he fell, but immediately turns to Allah. So he says, this will happen also. But he should not think, now I'm finished, I'm going back to my old life, my old habits again. He says, no. That sometimes Allah Ta'ala allows you to slip to bring humility in you. Don't think you too pious. It's our tawfiq that is with you. It's to bring humility in you and to show you also you're not a Nabi or something. You're also insan. You will slip. So this what you are going through, you are enjoying yourself and you are protected under my protection. I am Al-Hafiz. I kept you protected. So to bring that humility in you, so pride doesn't come in you, Allah Ta'ala sometimes allows you to slip. But that's where a person is low, mustn't feel now it's finished. I'm not going back now. I'm not going back to the program, to the majlis, to the shaykh, to the satis. I'm not going back in jamaat, it's finished. I don't think I can make it. I'm slipping, goes for a few months, goes well, then I slip again. So Allah Ta'ala has his system also. So we continue making mujahada. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ تَفْسِيرٍ In tarjuma ulama say, jihad, mujahada karte raho. What it means, doesn't mean that make mujahada, that exert yourself, it means continue exerting. Correct translation is continue exerting. Mujahada karte raho. Continue exerting right till the end. So nafs and shaitan also see, like how the thief will see outside. Electric fencing, the security company, there's armed response. Right now he's got a pious friend, he's got his sheikh, he's got his speed dial, armed response. I made a mistake, make dua for me. And how to keep the contact also? As this is very easily. How to keep the contact? Sometimes we think now, how to keep contact with the sheikh, how to correspond, what to say. Very beautiful one, Sati sent me a beautiful message today. It even taught me to know how to, for me to keep contact. Simple thing, but how effective. All he wrote was, meet salam, hope everything is well, that I find myself going too much to the malls and shopping centers and doing too much online shopping. I intend to cut it down, request for du'as. Simple. Request for du'as. Simple. This is what I'm involved in. I'm requesting du'as just to cut this out. Person sends just a small message that today I'm starting to learn a certain surah, request for du'as. See the positive and the negative, both. So what happens? Du'as will start. Now the connection is open. So what happens now? And the security alarm system will tell you, the company will tell you, every 6 weeks, 2 months, test the alarm out. See, the battery is not low. Because then when you need it, you're pressing arm response, is not connecting. You say, well, you never tested it. You didn't test the alarm, therefore we didn't know. Alarm wasn't working. Then it's too late. Then they got in already. In the same way too, we got to resist it all the time. We will keep the ta'aluk. Remember, Hazrat says too, the Shaykh can't make your Islah. Allah Ta'ala sees you sent the message, he's got talab and he's got desire. Allah says, I will help him now. But that's a way to show your desire to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. With this protection of the commands of Allah, positively we do the amal and the negative things we refrain from them. As I mentioned now, when it comes to an intermingling, now it's becoming even worse nowadays. Well, the intermingling has become like a norm. Sometimes you might see some ulama doing it. So if he's doing it to his fine. If that alim is doing it to his fine, is that a problem? But Quran is explicit. You can't mix the two. Never. Hazrat says if you put butter near fire, it doesn't melt, it's not butter. The man says, I don't feel anything. Then by something is wrong with you. There's something is wrong with you. You've got to check yourself out. He says definitely the taqwa will be damaged. Taqwa will be damaged. When it comes to walimas, when it comes to nikahs. Today we have it in the masjid, that all is sunnah, all wearing kurta. The boy wearing my nice big topi. But under the topi now he's got a mop over there. And he came for salah. He made, but he's got a suit waiting for him, 3-piece suit, boot, suit and tie. He's walking the girl, boy is walking with somebody else, friends coming halfway, somebody else coming other halfway. The fear of Allah, Ya Allah. The ni'mat of Allah using against Allah. Sometimes everything is fine. But in the last few minutes, they said, the boy go sit with the girl. All the aunties look that side. We can't do the commands of Allah. We can't do this. This is very dangerous. Very dangerous. But he said, the alim, so many disciples there. Well, doesn't know, he went to it. He finished his food and he went to it. All this we left for the last. It's all intermingling, etc. And the photography and the videoing. It's a grief sin. We don't leave behind all these archives and go to the qabr. Then the children won't delete it. Grandchildren will see it. Until qiyamah, we don't like to see it. But then he's in a collect hiding after that. We're so fearful now of getting hiding in this country. They say, leave this, imagine the qabr also will happen. There's no escape. There's no escape there. Just for a little bit of enjoyment, to capture the moment, we want to do it. Refrain, don't do it. Allah then it will give us itminan, sukoon of the heart. Why when you do these things, for what? You say this is sin without pleasure. You're just doing guna and sin. What's the pleasure in it? What pleasure are you getting? What are you doing it for? And together with that, the videoing, etc. Remember, we just to take a random video, whether it be in a hall or somewhere. According to Sharia, according to what I understand, to video somebody without their consent is violation of their right. It's violation. This is haqq. You now, you destroyed the person's haqq. Maybe he's up for photography, he's up for videos, doesn't be there. But you randomly now you're taking a video of everybody who is there in the hall. All the guna you're going to carry. And here ulama say one ajib point, very, very radical point. They will say it in such a way also, for us to understand now. They will say Mubarak. Mubarak, blessed. Khush khabri, glad tidings. Glad tidings for that person who dies and goes to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, carrying with him his own individual private sins only. Don't carry other people's sins with you. You did your own thing quietly, it's your guna, your sin. Don't get others involved. Don't get the children involved. Don't get your wife involved. You're doing something, guna is your thing. But don't get others involved. You don't want to carry the entire ummah with you. The whole halls, gunas, you don't want to carry with you. Qiyamah, they come to claim after that. So these certain gunas are collective gunas that we are doing. So we're going to carry all the sin after that. How are we going to carry on the day of Qiyamah? We've got so much of our own gunas. But they say, Mubarak to you, you've got only your sins. May you be blessed. That Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, will overlook it, will forgive you. But the other people's rights that you took from them, that person's wife was there, or his daughter was there, and now she took it. She took that, the photo of it. Just this morning, there's a whole chapter in Riyadhus Salihin we were reading. Chapter in regards to a woman mentioning, a woman making dhikr of the mahasin, of the beauty of another woman to her husband. The prohibition, Babun Nahi, the chapter on the prohibition of describing the beauty of a woman to other women is haram. That a woman now goes for a nikah or a walima, wherever she may go now, right? And she goes back home, and now she describes that, you know, that certain woman was there, and she looks like this, she's very fair, she's so beautiful, telling her husband. He says, you're destroying her parada. You're destroying the woman's parada. What picture you get in his mind, how you're poisoning his mind? She's describing, and Imam Nawawi goes more, he says, actually refers to that you describe the texture of the woman's skin, the color, or how soft skin she has, or how clear her skin is, describing to her husband. This is prohibited. Just to describe it only, my dear brothers. Leave taking a video of that woman. Leave taking a video of that woman. But you're doing a video in the hall or somewhere. And now she's bringing it to her husband and the children. See, that one was here too, this one was here also. Hadith says she can't even describe other women to her husband. And now she's taking a picture, a photo, she's taking a video. And now she's showing to all and sundry, putting on the status, putting whatever book it is, etc., etc. And all the people are seeing, I was at this function, at that function, and she caught on the camera, all others behind her, or with her, whatever it may be. And this is an explicit prohibition in the Hadith Sharif. A woman cannot describe other women to her husband. For this reason, some ulama say that even the non-Muslim domestic we have at home is equal to a non-Muslim man in regards to the parda with her, for the lady in the house. She can only show her face. She can't open the rest of her body. Some ulama say this. That the non-Muslim domestic you have in the house is almost equal to a non-Muslim maid in the house. In the sense, she can work there with the missus, but she can't show her more than her face, etc., and her beauty parts of her body. Because she will go describe the missus now to her husband, another man out there. So ulama say, this is about leaving. It's fine. How a woman is with other women, that she can open her neck, her hands, etc., she can reveal. So there's a bit of leeway. But some ulama say, they're even more strict. They say, you can't even do that, although she's a domestic in the house. So where there's leeway now to capture another woman on camera, and keep all this in the archives. So we're going to destroy the protection of the commands of Allah, then obviously our protection will be destroyed. Whether it be our imani, now the biggest thing we are fearful of, after doing all of this, what do you say? Nazar mustn't fall. Nazar mustn't fall. But you put nazar on everybody there. And you captured everybody in your nazar, in your glance, in your camera. Now you worry nobody nazar must fall on you. But you put everything online. And you show everybody where you are, what you are doing, etc. So nazar will come onto you. Now you are afraid of that. And besides, you destroyed their protection. Allah Ta'ala destroyed your protection. And now you worry about nazar. And I want wazifa for protection. What was the biggest wazifa? The limits of Allah protected. Don't break the commands of Allah. Don't break it. We don't need it. We don't need all those complications in our lives. Protect the command of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So one is protecting the commands of Allah, the nawahi, prohibitions of Allah, don't go near it. We don't Allah to withdraw, Allah protect us. If we read a little bit of something in India right now, ya Allah, Allah protect them. 300 homes bulldozed in one town. Muslim homes. 300 homes just bulldozed. Businesses. Person says he had 400,000 rands worth of stock in his business destroyed. Bulldozer was sent, everything gone, lost overnight. Homeless. Homeless. Just like that. Protection, just Allah Ta'ala just took it away. What was the reason? Test from them, for them, from the side of Allah Ta'ala. Brothers, we won't manage that. We know that. Allah protect us. But we can't now become opulent, become extravagant, and become too brave. So Allah Ta'ala won't test us. Allah Ta'ala protect us, but we're going to protect the commands of Allah. So one is protecting the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The limits of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And together with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hafiz, the protector. One point comes to mind also, that how much of our hearts are protecting, how much of our hearts are protecting some portion of Quran Sharif. Hazrat explains this later on also. Allah Ta'ala is the protector of Quran. So at least each of us should have within our hearts some part of Quran Sharif. The minimum Surah Yasin. Because the wish, the heart's desire of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, that the heart of Quran, Yasin Sharif, be in the heart of every believer. If I don't know my Yasin by heart, I'm already 25, 35, 45, and I still don't know my Yasin Sharif by heart, then I should be worried. I should be worried. If I haven't bahated it, but I expect my son now at my qabr to read Yasin Sharif for me. But I don't know my own Yasin Sharif. So we still got the time. We still got the time to learn our Yasin Sharif. We have plenty of ulama-i karam, plenty of huffaz. Even we go every morning after Fajr to one hifz class, a local alim, we going to do two ayats a day. Only two ayats a day. I'm learning my Yasin Sharif. Two ayats. Alhamdulillah, in our hifz class, we got one uncle that's coming every morning, almost 70 years old. Retired, he's in my retirement package. In a few months, he did whole Amma Para. And he comes with his little grandson. Grandson 11 years old, and the grandfather almost 70 years old. They come to his class. Finishes Yasin, Tabarak, Waqia, Amma, Surah Dukhan, Najdi Suratul Kaf. Comes in the morning, comes in the afternoon. But you got the speaker, I could learn my Quran, learn my surahs. So then the minimum we can do, if I don't know my Yasin Sharif, then start from next week already. The local imam only need 20 minutes, Morana. Listen to my Yasin. How many of us, we think we know Yasin? Or we know Surah Dukhan? We will read on Alim and you will see the masjid come out. Surah Dukhan you should read every Friday night. Allah Ta'ala gives you a palace. There people make mistakes. Yaghshan nas, yaghshan nas. The ghain they change to kha. Many people who test them Yasin, they start Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Yasin. They put a big mud in the ya. It's already wrong. There's no long. It's Yasin, the same with the mud there. Wal Quran al-Hakim. They put small ha, it's small ha, small ha and qaf. How many places we read incorrect? Wadrib lahum mathalan ashab al-qariya. You look in our Quran, she's got a meme there. Meaning you have to stop over here. But we're all in Ashab al-Qariyati il-ja'ah al-mursalun. You're supposed to stop there, but we continue there. We know the robot now, you're supposed to stop, but you continue, it'll happen. The Quran now we carry on, it's alright. For years I'm dealing like that. Now I'm going to change it. Imagine how many fines I'm getting every day from Allah Ta'ala. You get one fine here, another fine there, another fine there. Now you're carrying out so many fines. Now you're going to get a discount on my fine. By Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, you still got a chance. Let us go, do two lines every day. Go and read it one day by the ustaz, let me read these two lines, check my tajweed is correct, then I learn it, come back to the ustaz, give those two lines, then tell the ustaz, you read for me the next two lines, I listen to you. Then I'll read these two lines by you, Nazira looking inside, then I'll learn it, I'll come the following day. How much we can learn? Do it. But at least get our Yasin. Then do our other surahs, Tabarak Waqiyah. Now we are protecting Quran Sharif. Protecting Quran Sharif, now it's a daily fikr and concern. Take the same thing back home also. Now you learning here in the madrasa, and this, you know, concept we have that maktab is only for children. There's no such thing. That maktab is only for children. That I'm over the age of maktab. No such thing. There's no such thing. We have this thing, you know, how can you go to maktab? How can you go to madrasa? But there's no age restriction for madrasa. There's no age restriction. We can still go and learn. And take it home. Tell the wife also, I'm learning mine, let me test you yours. Put it in your madrasa. I listen to you. And see her tajweed also. And her, I'm learning it correctly. Two ayats, you do two ayats also. Now we test one another. Now by doing this now, what we are making amal upon Quran Sharif, والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض. Allah Ta'ala says, the believing men and believing women are helpers unto one another. They help one another. Thus far, you and I, how much are we helping our wives and they're helping us in our deen? At least now we fulfill this Quran ayat. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ They command good. Now you commanded that. You gave a targheeb or something good. Come, let's do our yasin together. I listen to you, you listen to me. وَإِنْهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ And they forbid the evil. Tell her, all your albums and all your this thing there, all your accounts, Instagram, let's close it up. I close mine, you close yours too. You both will close it up. Command the good and forbid the evil. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ They perform salah, establish salah. وَيُتُونَ الزَّكَاءَ They discharge the zakah. وَيُتِيعُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ You obey Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ سَيَلْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهُ Allah says, on that couple of those people, I will show my mercies upon them. I will show my mercies upon them. How much it cost us? Now we're trying to take the wife on a holiday so she'll be happy and she'll behave a couple of months. How much it cost us? That doesn't work out. This is not rahmat. Allah says, do this simple. It costs you nothing. Go learn Yasin Sharif, teach her also. You get rid of your accounts, all your social media, what you're doing, tell her also. Perform your salah on time. She got her salah also. Discharge your zakah. Sadqah you're giving. Obey Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Make hijab, parda in our home. Friday night, everybody is coming. Let's make it separate. We'll start it, no problem. Allah says, Ulaika sayarahamuhumullah. Allah says, from my side, you're my rahmat. My rahmat, you my protection, you got everything. For the simple thing, my dear brothers, that we can listen in the majlis, we can go in tabligh, this is all listening. The purpose of the listening is practicals. The purpose of listening is practicals. That I heard, now I got to implement, I got to do it. I got to do it. And I can't say now, we'll see when, we'll see. Allah Ta'ala maghfirat farmai. Last week we had Akunji boy passed away, young boy passed away, accident. Young people are going, we don't know when it's going to happen, just like that. Allah Ta'ala gives the family sabr and jameel. And how many others? Lost youngsters, Dr. Mangera sahab, his son Morana Mangera, 30 plus, 20 children, young wife, boy had cancer, one Quran khatam a week is to make, age of 34, 37, he passed away. Boy spent 1 year in Jamaat, I think also, he's an alim of the 30s, 20s. So we don't know when it is. We can't say, now we'll see. We wait for next season. We'll wait now for Hajj to come, or for Ramadan to come, or Rabiul Awwal to come. We've got to start now. So the purpose of all this listening for us is to put into action. Allah Ta'ala give us the faith to make amal, inshaAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I just read a few lines from this kitab. The treatment for anger. Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Tamir rahmatullah alayhi, once mentioned in a lecture that a woman put extra salt in the food. Hazrat is talking about anger control. How to control the anger. And here ulama say also, the root of anger is pride. This is Ummul Amrad, the mother of all illnesses of the heart is pride. Because a person has pride, he thinks something of himself, so don't make me angry. Why am I angry? Because you told me something. So I get angry because don't tell me, because I am somebody. So the root of it is pride. So he says, Tali Rahmatullah Ali says, that a woman put extra salt in the food by mistake. Her husband thereupon decided this matter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he was partaking of the meal, and he said, "Oh Allah, she has made a mistake by making the food salty. So for your sake, oh Allah, I forgive this wife of mine who is your bondswoman. She's your slave. She has a connection with you, therefore I forgive her." That's all he did in his heart now. Sometimes she burnt the food. Sometimes she forgot the milk on the stove. Sometimes this happened or that happened. They only say, "How many times I must tell you? How many times I must tell you?" And go one way. He says, "I forgive her, overlooked her." All this he thought in his heart and forgave his wife without telling her anything. After he had passed away, someone saw him in a dream and asked him how he fared. By Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he replied, "Matters are very frightening. Great sins of mine were presented, but Allah told me that He forgave me and I am free to go, as one day I forgave my wife, his slave, for making the food too salty." Overlooked her. Didn't get angry. That's the biggest ingredient to muhabbat in the home, la taghdab. Don't get angry. The wife also, the husband also. Because they both will make mistakes. It will happen. Till your last breath, you'll make a mistake. It's going to happen. She's going to make a mistake, you're going to make a mistake. She's got her mind, you got your mind. You made a certain decision, she said no, you said yes, and it carries on like that. So we'll have this thing. But as we say, let it be something positive when we discuss. Let's do it like this. You don't have to say, "But not like that, like the last time." Don't go back to the last time. Let's move ahead. Let's do it like this. Inshallah, things will be good. Even should you say, "But you remember, don't talk about it. Let's move ahead. Let's forget what happened last time. Let's forget it. We're going to carry on reminding, with dhakir. Continue reminding, it will benefit the believer. Let's move ahead, inshallah. We together, Allah Ta'ala will grant us." And yes, if we make a mistake, which will happen, we make a mistake, then between husband and wife, agree, "If I make a mistake, I will tell you, sorry. Just give you one touch, make maaf. Finished. If we have to mistake, make maaf." We don't have to go through the whole circle again. We don't have to go through the whole circle and argument again. All we say, "I'm sorry." Pride is gone. Anger is gone. Finished. Because we know what's going to happen. We're going to go through the whole circle again and still end up together. But we have to go through it. We have to. Brother says, "Now you're sitting there also with your popo face." He says, "Worse than that, like the popo went under the truck and came out." "Now you're sitting there, can't smile. Can't smile by eating her food. But you won't smile." He says, "Make maaf. Make maaf." But he's afraid to make maaf. Why? She said, "She'll tell me 100 things. Let's forget everything. Let's move it. Like, we never had a fight before. We never had an argument before. Finish it. Cancel it off. Delete it. It's over. And let's move ahead. If I have to make a mistake, sorry. If she has to make a mistake, also sorry. Finish it. And let's move. Carry on smiling." So they say, same thing. "This is what I did. Allah Ta'ala forgive me." How would we like our son-in-law to treat our daughter? How we'd like him? That's how we should treat our wives. We have our daughter, how much love we have for our daughters. Imagine one day you hear your son-in-law now having a go at your daughter. Then you realize, "I'm doing the same thing at home also. I'm doing the same thing at home. The things I'm telling my wife." How would you like your son-in-law to treat your daughter? If she makes a mistake, and yes, she will. What would we not like him to forgive her when the son-in-law troubles our daughter? We run to the buzruks for ta'wiz and du'as. Now these fathers don't do that. They run to the son-in-law's house. "Tell her, pack up, I'm taking you home. If he wants you, he must come pick you up." So no more ta'wiz also. No more du'as also. My father will tell her, "See, I'm giving you a cell phone. I'm giving you a SIM card. There's no limit on it. Any problem, you just phone me. Any problem, you just..." You should be telling her, "You have any problem, turn to Allah. Make ta'lim in the house. Read 2 rakat namaz. Make istighfar. Take out sadqah. Cool anger of Allah. Not fool me. You're not some god. But I'll come sort things out. Turn the children to Allah tabarak. You will have problems, turn to Allah. Establish amal in your home." Similarly, our wives are also someone else's daughter. Must we not show mercy to them? We argue and fight so much with them that they cry and have no one to complain to in the in-laws' house. Who do they complain to? Their sighs and laments too will surely catch up with you one day. When the rains of knowledge stop falling on the heart of the revivalist, the Mujaddid, a reform of the time, Hazrat speaking of the Thani Rahmat, he was a reform of the time, Mujaddid. Hazrat says, if the knowledge ceases to fall upon his heart, the Thani's heart, because of harm caused to animals, what then will one's condition be for troubling human beings? gives the incident what happened. One day Hazrat Tamir rahmatullah alayhi, his wife had to go out. She asked him to unlock the chicken pen and put corn and water for the fowls. Hazrat completely forgot about it and sat down to do his writing and replying to letters. However, all the nur of knowledge and topics of recognition of Allah closed upon his heart. It just closed all of a sudden. Nothing is happening. He could not reply to a single letter, nor write his commentary or bayan al-Qur'an, tafsir he wrote. Upon this, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open upon him the secret behind this. Ya Allah, what's this? What happened all of a sudden? The thing just closed up. Sometimes we find business is roaring. You know what happened? This took a dip all of a sudden. Everything has just gone quiet. There's something behind it. Something you did. So he says, I made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, what happened? He feared some mistake as a result of which this has happened to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in his heart at that moment, our creation, the fowls are locked up without food and water. Your wife reminded you, you forgot about it. How can we bestow you with knowledge when our creation is suffering? Those are animals now. Allah ta'ala showed his system to the Tani rahmatullah alayhi. This is my unseen system. You are responsible for their food. You forgot about my creation, so I will deprive you of knowledge. Now you can imagine how much I'm being deprived right now. And my own wife, or my own parents, or somebody is suffering because of me. Hazrat immediately opened the chicken pen, gave them food and water. No sooner did he do this, and his heart opened up of knowledge, and he began to flow once again. That's why ulama say that the ingredients for disaster and be barkati, no barkat in the home, the main ingredient is fighting in the house. When there's infighting. Laylatul Qadr, we lost it also, the date and the day, because Sahaba Ikram has some differences between them. Argument broke out, we lost it. We can imagine our homes now, nearly every week, every 2 weeks, something is happening. Something, and I don't want to say sorry. So what's happening? The barakat is going. Doors are closing. Rosy is going. Heart becomes more hard. Tears can't flow. All because of this fighting and jagra. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. Allah, 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الله الأعز الأكرم اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا القوة المتين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا الله يا كريم ويا حليم ويا واسع المغفرة أو كريم رحيم الله أو كريم رحيم الله forgive us all our sins oh my Allah يا الله all the sins that have blocked our تعلق in connection with you oh my Allah يا الله our hearts have become black and dark oh my كريم رحيم الله because of our sins oh my Allah يا الله the abuse of our eyes oh my Allah the haram that we look at oh my Allah the abuse of the eyes يا الله the haram that we speak the things that we think oh my Allah O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, purify our minds, our hearts, our tongues, our ears, O my Allah. Ya Allah, take them into your protection, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Protect all our aza, all our body parts, O my Allah, all our faculties, all those things that are displeasing to you. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, you are muwafiq, O my Allah. Only you can give us tawfiq, Ya Allah. You are hafiz, you are hafiz. You are the protector, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you for protection, O my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our iman, protect our amal, protect our taqwa, O my Allah. Protect our sharamana wa haya, O my Allah. Protect our masturat, Ya Allah. Protect our children. Protect us, O my Allah. Protect us in this worldly life, O my Allah. From nafs and shaitan, O my Allah. From sins and gunas, O my Allah. Protect us, Ya Allah, from the evil forces around us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, our properties, our homes, O my Allah. Our makatib, our masajid, our Islamic institutions, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Allah protect our infrastructure within our countries, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain, O my Allah. Protect the Aqsa, O my Allah. Protect the inhabitants of Palestine and all the Muslim countries throughout the world, in India, in Kashmir, in all the countries, the Muslims are parishan. O my Allah, Ya Allah, your protection is divine. No one can break your protection, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect the Ummah, O my Allah. Protect the Iman and Amal and Aqaid of the Ummah. O my Allah, till our dying days, till our time with our eyes closed when we leave this world, O my Allah. Take us with Iman. O my Allah, raise us with iman on the day of Qiyamah. O my Allah, save us and protect us from haram income and sustenance, from haram food, haram avenues. Keep us in halal, plenty of halal, with sukoon, itminan, and chain. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us your muhabbat and your love. Allah, give us your complete love and muhabbat, O my Allah. Give us amal every day to completely please you, O my Allah. Allah, give us every sunnah of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our life, the knowledge of every sunnah, amal upon every sunnah. Ya Allah, love for every sunnah except our life to the sunnah, for the khidmat of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All those that are sick in any ground, shifa, ya ajil, qabi, mustamir, ya Allah, in hospitals, ya Allah. Ya Allah, release them, ya Allah, relieve them, oh ya Allah. Take the pain away from them, oh ya Allah. Whatever bimari illnesses, ya Allah, our brothers and sisters have, oh ya Allah, whatever in the world, oh Kareem Rahim Allah, grant them shifa, ya ajil, qabi, mustamir, all those in
Allah, in debts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you release him, O my Allah. Provide plenty for them, O my Allah. Let us use our faculties, our health and wealth and time, the avenues that are pleasing to you. Save us from opulence, extravagance of breaking your commands, O my Allah. All those are marriageable age, O my Allah. Open the taqdeer for them, O my Allah. Grant them happiness in their homes, in those homes, O my Allah, with this friction, with their quarrels and arguments. O my Allah, unite the hearts, Ya Allah. Bring happiness and khushi in those Muslim homes, that ta'aleem prevail, salah, Quran, dhikr, da'wah, in khidmat. Oh my Allah, full our homes with the amal of nubuwat, oh my Allah, the amal that were found in the homes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make our homes like the homes of Sahaba, oh my Allah, make us like Sahaba radiallahu anhu, make our children like the children of Sahaba. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, oh my Allah, we thank you for all the ni'mas and bounties you have given us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have the words to thank you, my Allah, for the ni'mat of giving us iman. Ya Allah, we believe in you as our, Ya Radina Billahi Rabba, Ubil Islami Deena. Ya Allah, we believe in you. Ya Allah, we are happy with Islam being our deen, O my Allah. Al Nabi Ali Salatu Salam being our Nabi and our Messenger. O my Allah, keep us with iman and take us with iman. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.